This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the ideal situation, emotions and thoughts flow through your center for wise decisions. Most people go with the intellect or the ego alone. In fact, most go with the ego. And that only solves part of the problem. They haven't thought about that third way, that wise way forward. So here's a situation. Someone cuts you off in traffic and you get angry. Your ego takes over, wanting to teach them a lesson. If you were calmer, your intellect would be more logical, but at the moment it's absent. They didn't target you specifically, it was random. Maybe they had some bad news and they rushed home. Even if they didn't know the rules, they're not going to learn them from you. So take this thinking forward. You're getting closer to wisdom, your center, the real you. Be polished. It's wiser than just emotions or cold logic. It's the third way. It's all right to be angry, but don't let it take over. Don't let other people's mistakes control your emotions. Focus on what you can control, your emotions, your car. If you're not sure how to reach these decisions, ask yourself this. What kind of person do you want to be? Driven by outside events or more assured, more steady, more purposeful? Reflective, mindful decision-making starts here. Let your center be the final judge. Practice and pause and reflect a lot. It takes months, but it pays off big time. Look, the biggest danger in life is impulsive and untamed ego-led decisions. You devalue what you have, you crave what you lack, you want to teach everyone a lesson, and your life just becomes a mashup of events and emotions. This tool, knowing how the brain works, is a simple yet powerful thing. Learn and reflect on it. It will infuse your being and lead to exceptionality. Do it every day. In the morning, reflect on your day to come, and in the evening, look back on key events when you faced emotional situations and review what you'd do better. Exceptionality comes forth when you make your mind a comfortable and peaceful place. Cultivate exceptionality by refining these tools. We're going to learn more of them. Personalize them. Practice. Make them your own. It's like riding that bike, but better. You'll become faster and more capable of covering all the terrain that life sends your way.